This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
It's Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits for Wednesday, the 15th of June. Imagine getting to a two-strike count in the ninth inning as you're throwing a no-hitter. You're about to throw pitch number 129 in front of the home crowd, trying to etch your name into MLB history.
All the training, all the work for this right here. The 2-2 pitch. Fly ball into center. Bader going back, 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 over his head. It's a clean hit. It's a ground rule double. And Cal Mitchell breaks up the no-hitter as the Pirates were down to their final strike.
Miles Mikolas, that close to a no-hitter. The Cardinals failing in any way seems to make our man Ryan Porth laugh. What's that about, Ryan, Reds man?
Well, you know, I just got a good kick watching it live last night, seeing that Harrison Bader did not take the right track on the ball and did not make the catch, and I got a good kick out of that.
Yeah, no, I understand. He's an easy one to laugh at, frankly. Cal Mitchell of the Pirates got the hit. Who? Exactly. His 13th career hit for the rookie. Yesterday in Beat the Streak, there were 349 individual selections, 349 different hitters. Not one streaker chose Cal Mitchell, and he breaks up the no-hitter. That is baseball. This is Matt Spiegel. That is Ryan Porth. This is Beat the Streak Daily. Inside the Hits, we track streakers in the real game and also, of course, in Beat the Streak within the MLB Play app. Special episode today, second of three installments of our interview with Jimmy Rollins, MLB legend, host of Unwritten along with Ron Darling, and today we get to his 38-game hitting streak. What did that feel like? Get his thoughts on Beat the Streak, the game as well, where we all try to be him. In fact, we try to be Joe DiMaggio. If we can get to 57, we win $5.6 million. Kyo Shalotis, 26, is our streak leader. He rolls on at 37, another double down for the leader, another day picking two Cleveland Guardians in the expanse of Coors Field. Ahmed Rosario had two hits. Rookie Oscar Gonzalez had a hit. Gonzalez has played 17 games. He has a hit in 15 of them. Unbelievable. Rosario, fifth most selected in Beat the Streak. Gonzalez, seventh. Plenty of streakers riding the hot hand.
Probably smart to pick two guys facing Antonio Senzatella at Coors Field.
Yeah, it might have been something we could mention yesterday. But don't worry, we'll give you great picks today. And we went 3-for-3 last night. Thank you. Gonzo R. is a streaker at 34, alone in second place after a Red Sox double down of J.D. Martinez and a three-run bomb from the great Rafi.
High, deep drive. Way out there to right, backing up Brown, turning now. She's gone.
It's not going to get inside Rafi Devers. And right here, you got away with one. Oh, you're not getting away with doubling up in there.
He's unbelievable. The hit leader in Major League Baseball, good for a knock most every damn night. But nobody in MLB is hotter than this guy. And it's gone on for a long, long time now. Goldie is still rolling.
And the 2-1 is out to deep center again. Yes! He's done it again. The man is ridiculous. He's flat out ridiculous. Three-run homer, his second of the game. Goldie has driven in five.
MVP. It's unbelievable.
Three home runs in the doubleheader for Paul Goldschmidt. I decided to look at his game log. Since the 7th of May, he's hitting .403 in 36 games with 14 homers and an .820 slugging percentage. Hitting .403 with an .820 slug over that span is absolutely absurd. Yesterday, I told you that we know stuff. We better. We work on this thing every weekday of the baseball season. And last night in MLB, as I mentioned, me and the Porthinator, we went 3-for-3. His Porth pick of Jose Abreu came through late with a final at-bat single against the Tigers, who he owns. Me, I got a single from G-Man Choi against Garrett Cole. He continues to hit well against him and is on a 12-game hit streak, is Choi. But earlier, I had the Braves' leadoff hitter as 26-year-old Jackson Tetro made his big league debut for the Nationals.
His 13th big league pitch. He swung on and belted. That's headed deep toward left center field. Dansby has another D.C. homer. Welcome to the show, Mr. Tetro. Dansby Swanson has hit his 9th home run, and the Braves score again in the first inning.
5 homers for the Braves, who win their 13th straight game. Swanson hitting .368 over his last 26 games. Our pick segment is coming up, chock full of goodness to extend your streak today. But first, part 2 of the great Jimmy Rollins here on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. The podcast is unwritten. It's Jimmy and Ron Darling. It's really good. I listened to some of the Larry Boa episode. It's just absolutely terrific stuff. So, there's a time when you were feeling it like crazy, that 38-game hitting streak. We talk hitting streaks. Our goal on this podcast is to help people break Joe DiMaggio's streak in a virtual way. It doesn't happen in the bigs very often that people get to 30 or 35 or 38 like you.
Right.
You said before September of 2005, I'm going to hit 400 this month. And then you went 49 for 122 and you hit 402.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know you were locked in?
You know what? I don't know. I was working with Milt Thompson, and August was just a tragedy. It was just a tragedy. But it wasn't because I didn't feel good. It was I wasn't getting the results. And we talked about hitting. You could do everything right. And I was just like, man, I'm working in the right way. I'm seeing the ball good. I'm making the right decisions, swinging on the good pitches, laying off the bad pitches, or at least the pitches that were good to me. And it was just like, you know what? Maybe it's me saying why aren't things going my way as opposed to this is what's going to happen. And I've always been a believer of if you want something, speak it into an existence. You have to believe it first, say it, and then go out and just watch it happen. And don't be surprised when it does because you spoke it into existence. And, you know, Milt was right there. He's like, let's go hit 400. And we worked, and it just happened. It was like boom, boom, boom. You know, I looked at Milt, and I remember, you know, coming to the clubhouse, looking at him, he's looking at me, he's like, we're going to do it again today? And he was like, yeah, you know, that's the goal. And I stayed focused on that. It wasn't that I went out every day and said, oh, what is my batting average, you know, the last 2 weeks. It was just, I'm going to hit 400. I don't know what it's like to hit 400. I've never done it. But whatever it is, I'm going to dedicate myself to doing that. And when, you know, when the month was over, I did it. And it was like, wow. Well, I actually did that. I can't tell you how it happened. All I know is I put in a work, and I believed it, and I believe I manifested it to happening that way.
That's awesome. So 36 straight games through the end of 2005. It carried over officially, as it should have. We Willie Keelers did in 1895 and 1896, after all.
Mm-hmm.
Did that take any pressure off at all, knowing that the season was going to end before you even had a shot to, like, challenge Pete Rose or anything like that? Did it take pressure off?
For certain. And we had two factors. One, we were chasing the wild card, so it was just imperative that I got on base, you know, some way or another. Obviously, I love the hit over the walk, but I'm like, my job is to get on base, so I just have to get on base. Second part was, no matter what I did, no matter how much I wanted it, the season was coming to an end. So there was no pressure in that regard that I was chasing Joey D, because I can't beat the single season record. There's no way. Like, the next year, Chase been hitting like 35 straight games. Mm-hmm. He had an opportunity. That's a different pressure. Now, when the season started for me, I was like, okay, it's going to pick back up, but add a chance to take a break, and it's probably tougher that way, to be honest. But here's a chance to just get back on and get off to a hot start, and let them talk about it again. And it was fun for me. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I mean, people were telling me, "Hey, you realize you're hitting 25 straight games?" It's like, no. And why would you bring that? It's like, and why would you bring that up now? Like, thanks, But if you ask me about it, I'm going to be honest and tell you. So yes, there was definitely not the pressure that Chase had the following year, because no matter what I did, I was not going to break the single season hit streak record of Joey D, 56 games. I wasn't going to get close to it. I wasn't going to tie it. I didn't have an opportunity. All I could do was hit in 36 straight games, yep. And I was able to do that.
But then you had, 3 months off with that thing lingering?
Right,
That must have been crazy.
You know what? I fielded a lot of questions. I saw Joe's brother, his interview, and I thought it was all – I was like, that's cool just to be mentioned in his breath that, me being in this position to challenge it, has sparked something to talk about in the off season, kept my name in off season relevant. And the fact that it was like something holding on, it was like the cliffhanger, like season two is going to premiere, but you have to wait 3 months, So I was like, I'm good with it. And If I come out the first game and get no hits, then I'm still hitting 36 straight games, and that's cool.
Yeah, that was tough when a season of lost would end and you got to wait 3 months and then it picks back up.
I know.
It's difficult. That's like Jimmy's hit a streak. You know about our game. It's Beat the Streak. It's from MLB. It's easier, but still nobody's done it. It's been around 20.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know.
Have you ever tried it, or do you think you could do it? All you got to do is pick somebody who's going to get a hit. It seems like it should be easy. We could set you up with an account.
Yep.
We'll take care of you. We'll set you up with an account. All I got to do is pick somebody.
All right. Can I do that now?
Oh yeah, sure. The MLB Play app is how to. I'll send you an invite so you can play with us.
Beautiful.
Because we have
beautiful. And I'll do it.
Yeah, that's the best, man. Right? I mean, because I was telling David Ross about it, and he had never heard about it, and I'm telling him about the game. He's like, "Are you kidding me? You MFers? I can say it, right? You motherfuckers can't even pick somebody to get a hit. That's how hard this is to do. We can't even do it virtually." It's crazy.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy. That's look. And that's this, like you say, hitting is definitely the most difficult thing to do in all of sports. And as a hitter, you're not in control of anything. Every other sport, you have control of the ball, right? On the offense. Baseball, offense does not have control of the ball.
Yeah.
It's like the offense is defense. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. So much fun talking to Jimmy. Part three of that comes tomorrow in the middle of an always tight Beat the Streak Daily. In a second, my Daily AA, the fourth pick, the Daily Stay Away, we get you set for today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
$15 games means all 30 teams are active today on a full MLB Wednesday. 6-day games, so get those Beat the Streak picks in early. Jack Flaherty makes a season debut for the Cardinals tonight. Caleb Killian, his second career start for the Cubs at Wrigley against the Padres, who put 12 runs on the board last night. Every episode of the pod, we give you a daily stay away. Yesterday, we gave you Nick Pivetta. That was yours, Ryan. You said to stay away from the Oakland A's. And in 8 innings, Nick Pivetta allowed just 3 hits. We know stuff. Sometimes. Today, great matchup at Yankee Stadium. Shane McClanahan and the Rays against Nestor Cortez of the Yanks. Nestor was roughed up a little last time out in Minnesota, but at home, Nestor Cortez has allowed just 16 hits in 30 innings. Just a 154 batting average against. He gets back on track tonight. I say stay away from the Rays.
You stay away, I stay away.
That includes G-Man Choi, so I guess I'm calling that his 12-game hitting streak ends tonight. The Daily Double A, right now from me. Hit the anecdotal with Swanson, the analytical with Choi last night. Anecdotal today, I'll stick with the Braves against the Nationals. Eric Fetty on the mound for Washington. Adam Duvall hits 467 against Fetty. Austin Riley hits 400. Travis d'Arnaud, 333. Marcelo Ozuna, 667. 6-for-9 lifetime against Fetty, including 2 homers. But the hottest of that bunch in the last week is Duvall, so let's go with him. Adam Duvall, my anecdotal pick. Analytically, Bruce Zimmerman of the Orioles. According to our Mike Petriello Baseball Savant chart, this is the most plate appearances since the beginning of 2021 that have resulted in a hit of any kind, the highest percentage of those. Bruce Zimmerman is 164th on that list. Woo! Righties kill Bruce Zimmerman as well. Santiago Espinal, the best Blue Jays hitter against left-handed pitching. Espinal gets a hit tonight, so I've got Duvall and Espinal. Time for the fourth pick. Ryan, what you got?
That rhymes, Duvall and Espinal. Lefty starter Austin Gomber is on the mound tonight for the Colorado Rockies. At home, he has a 321 batting average against at Coors Field, and righties are hitting 304 against him all season long. I tried to overthink this one. I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going to kick myself if I don't take Jose Ramirez and he gets a hit. So I'm taking Jose Ramirez. According to Baseball Savant, Jose Ramirez is in the 99th percentile of whiff percentage, which means he makes a lot of contact. Gomber is in the 17th percentile in the same category for pitchers, which means he gives up a lot of contact. So I like Jose Ramirez today. So does the hit probability chart, which says Ramirez has a 75% chance of getting a hit after collecting 2 of them last night in Denver.
Love it. So Ramirez, number 1 on the hit probability chart. As a matter of fact, we give you Ramirez, we give you Espinal, we give you Duvall. Subscribe, please, to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you're playing the game. Within the MLB Play app, it's Beat the Streak. Play it every day. You could win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the MLB season, well before the first game of the day. It is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping all your guys today, tomorrow, and beyond continue to hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!